Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Florida International University, and we're conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threat and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. So let me ask you, is your home a single-family home, a townhome, an apartment/condominium, manufactured, or a mobile home?
Suppose we start all over and try again.
I'm sorry?
Suppose we start over and try again.
All right. Well, hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Florida International University, and we're conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threat and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. So let me ask you, is your home a single-family home, a townhome, an apartment/condominium, manufactured, or a mobile home?
Single-family.
All right. Do you own or rent your home?
Home.
Could you please tell me in what year your home was built?
2001.
2001. All right. Thank you. How many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
7.
7 years. All right. Thank you. Have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? A tropical storm, a Category 1 hurricane, a Category 2 hurricane, a Category 3 hurricane, a Category 4 hurricane, or a Category 5 hurricane?
I can't answer that question because I didn't live in a hurricane-prone area.
Okay, no worries. How vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane or related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
Well, one would feel extremely vulnerable. It's a force of nature.
All right. If a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare?
My home has a cord shutters. I've got according shutters and all doors, windows, etc.
All right. When would you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? When a hurricane watch is issued? When a hurricane warning is issued? Your home is already prepared and could be secured within a few hours.
Can you repeat that question?
I'm sorry?
You're a little bit... Can you repeat that question? It came through a little bit garbled.
Oh, for sure. So when would you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? When a hurricane watch is issued? When a hurricane warning is issued? Or would you say your home is already prepared and can be secured within a few hours?
Answer number 3.
Number 3, all right. Considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household would have all the information needed to protect yourselves and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
I guess somewhat.
Could you please select your top 3 sources of information? And the list goes, internet sources other than social media, radio, TV, newspaper/print media, friends and family, social media, or WhatsApp?
Radio, TV.
And if you could name one more, please? Which is friends and family?
I guess internet.
Internet, all right, thank you. On a scale of 1 to 5, with 1 being the least prepared and 5 being the most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
I'd be conservative and say 3.
3, all right. Have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or storm? And the factors are cost of childcare, loss of income or employment, property taxes, transportation costs, cost of food and other essentials, cost of insurance, or cost of housing?
You asked me a whole lot of them.
I'm sorry?
I said, if you ask me, it's the whole bloody lot of them.
All of them?
Yeah.
All of them? All right. Okay, all of them. All right, thank you. Is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
Not that I'm aware of.
No? All right. When would you evacuate? Would you evacuate if a hurricane watch is issued, if a hurricane warning is issued, if a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, if emergency management officials order you to evacuate, or probably never?
Once I'm told to evacuate by the appropriate authorities.
If you needed to evacuate, where would you go? To a house of a nearby friend or family, to a local shelter, to another location within the state, as far as possible, so to another state, or would you not leave under any circumstances?
I guess to a local shelter.
How many vehicles are available in your household?
One.
One? All right, thank you. What is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
That I can't tell you off the top of my head.
All right, no worries. How confident are you that you could come up with $2,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage? Are you very certain you could? Could you probably come up with it? Could you probably not come up with it? Or are you certain that you could not come up with it?
I'd probably come up with it.
How has your home insurance rate changed in the last 1 year? Has it decreased significantly? Decreased somewhat? Has it remained the same? Has it increased somewhat, or has it increased significantly?
It has increased.
Somewhat or significantly?
Significantly.
All right. What about in the past 1 to 3 years?
Say that again?
What about in the past 1 to 3 years?
Oh, that's a horror show.
Also,
companies moving out of Florida, everything became, homeowners insurance became chaotic. You were subject to, as far as I'm concerned, not really to be relied on in home inspections. Everybody wanted new roofs.
All right, so would that also be that it's increased significantly?
Of course.
All right. So what about in the past 3 to 5 years?
It increased every year.
And in the past 5 to 10 years?
I have not been living in Florida in the past 3 years.
Okay. As a result of this increase, what actions did you take? Did you change insurance providers? Did you increase amount of deductible? Did you decrease coverage, or did you just keep paying the higher rate?
I changed the providers because the providers that I was using moved out of the state.
All right. If you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement which you're comfortable insuring? 100%? 80 to less than 100%, 60 to less than 80%, or less than 60%?
To replace?
Mm-hmm. So what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you're comfortable insuring? So 100%, since you want to be insured for the full replacement value, 80 to less than 100%,
100.
60 to 100, all right. Which of the following would you consider taking if insurance costs and homeownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Would you consider moving to another home within the same county, moving to another county within Florida, moving to another state, or would you not move from your home?
I may move to another state.
All right. In recent years, there has been a trend amongst homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. So would you consider it if your mortgage was paid off?
No.
No? All right. If a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help you reimburse your costs? The federal government, the state government, or the local government?
What about the fourth one? All of them.
All of them? All right. On a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that the local building codes are being enforced?
I don't think I can honestly answer that because I know all the local building codes.
All right, no worries. So how confident are you that the new developments take into account hurricane wind risk?
Again, I can't answer that.
All right. What about that new developments take into account flood risk?
Again, I can't answer that because I am not privy to that kind of information.
All right. So what about how sure are you that the building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss?
None of these questions I'm able to answer.
All right. No worries. Okay. So do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida? And do you think your property or finances will be affected?
Do I believe my property or finances would be affected by a hurricane?
By sea level rise.
But naturally.
So would that be a yes?
Yes.
All right. Would you consider selling your home in the private market or as a part of a government buyout program or neither?
I can't answer that because I don't know what the offers would be like.
All right. If the government were to take action on sea level rise, how should they fund those initiatives? By increasing income taxes, by increasing property taxes, or by increasing both?
I guess both.
Both?
That's the pick of the project.
Okay, thank you. Most of Florida's coastal areas have very low elevation and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. So how concerned are you about flooding in your area? Are you extremely concerned, moderately concerned, somewhat concerned, slightly concerned, or not at all concerned?
Moderately concerned.
All right. When you purchased your home, which characteristics were the most important? And you can select up to 3 options. And the list goes neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, flood zone, proximity to other family, or proximity to job.
What was number 2?
Schools.
No, it wasn't schools.
I can read the list again if you would like.
Yeah, go ahead.
So the list goes neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, flood zone, proximity to other family, or proximity to job.
Proximity to other family.
All right. And if you could select up to some other 2, or would you want to leave it just like that?
Say that again.
Do you want to select some other 2 options?
Like, such as?
Some other options could be neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, flood zone, or proximity to job?
I guess insurance rates.
Insurance rates? All right, thank you. How long do you plan on living in your current address?
To let it carry me out feet first.
All right. So would that be more than 20 years then?
Put it Between 15 and 20 years.
15 to 20 years?
I'm an old man.
Finally, I just have a few more questions, and we're almost done. We're about 90%, so I do want to thank you so much for your time. So could you please tell me your age?
I'm 82 years of age.
Am I correct in assuming your gender is male?
That is correct.
Including yourself, how many people live in your household?
Currently,
mm-hmm.
One. Currently, because I'm widowed.
All right. What is the highest grade of school completed by an adult member of your household?
The highest level of school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Say some college.
Some college? Are you of Hispanic/Latino descent?
No, I'm not.
What racial group do you identify yourself with most?
Black.
What language is most often spoken in your home?
English.
All right. And last question. All right. Last question. Could you please tell me which is the income range for your household?
What's the income range?
Mm-hmm. For your household?
$50,000.
All right. So would that be like $30,000 to less than $50,000, or $50,000 to less than $75,000?
$50,000 to less than $75,000.
All right. Well, this will conclude our survey. I just want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it, and hope you have a good rest of your day.
You do likewise.
All right. Thank you so much. All right. Goodbye.